This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Away we go. The time fairy isn't coming. Yes, it's 7 after the hour again, boys and girls. You have to make time for what you say is most important. That's important to us to communicate with you, and you're finding it important to spend time listening to us and engaging in some thought and sharing ideas and stuff on our social media. Help yourself at DJV Show. Jay is in charge of that. She's one of the Jays in the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan, all here. What's going to have the biggest impact on you today, or maybe tomorrow? I know in California, it may not be the homeless, it may not be the governor, it may be the UFOs.
Yeah.
Jennifer?
Everybody's actually paying attention to UFOs now, because that report is supposed to be coming from the government, in which the former director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, said, yeah, there's lots of stuff we can't confirm.
Mm-hmm. And explain.
Yeah. So right. This is there's a report from the New York Post that came out last week that said mysterious flying objects are repeatedly now harassing three U.S. warships, which are sitting off the coast of California. They did it since 2019. One point matching the speed and bearing one of the destroyer for 90 minutes. How about that? Oof. So this is from the ship's log. They say the unidentified crafts described in the logs as unmanned aerial vehicles buzzed three destroyers for several days, according to records. Now, this gets out because of the FOIA Act, the Freedom of Information Act. As many as six of the drones swarmed around the USS Kidd, the USS Rafael Perlada, and the USS John Finn over several days in July 2019, at times performing brazen maneuvers over the warships. Now, the USS
Kidd. They're not
Kidd,
drones, though, right? These are. You have, well, remember what we said,
I mean,
with Elon Musk last week, talking about drones
drone activity,
would put
right.
the F-35s out of business in 5 seconds.
Right,
so
but any unmanned vehicle that flies is a drone. So that's what they're calling it.
Yeah. But here's the thing. They can call it a drone.
Are they calling it UFOs or drones?
Well, a UFO is just a generic term. Yeah. It doesn't necessarily mean it's from another planet. It's just an unidentified flying object. So
it could be explained away as a drone. But what they're saying is that the behavior of it, because it was able to sit with them for that long, that it was out there chasing them around for that amount of time.
And way beyond commercial airspace.
Yeah,
too.
It seems like something that would be out of the realm of possibility. Now, there was a white light, they said, was hovering over the ship's flight deck. And then two unidentified aerial vehicles, as they call them, were spotted off the starboard wing, according to Rafael Perlada's log, the USS Perlada, followed by another entry 6 minutes later where they found four of them off of the starboard bridge. The Navy vessels have sensors, radar, thermal imaging, electro-optical systems. They were unable to track the drones when they disappeared. On July 15th, the ships were contacting, because they're like, hold on a second, what's going on here? They were contacted by a Carnival ship, which was allowed to float back in 2019, which was sailing nearby, to determine if the crafts that they were seeing were from there. So they had someone else, another cruise liner, reporting the same thing. The crew of the cruise ship said not only were the drones not theirs, but they could see five or six of them flying around the Navy destroyers. Now, they took place while the warships were engaged in military exercises about 100 miles off the coast of L.A., which is well beyond the range of commercial drones. That incident prompted investigations by the Navy, the Coast Guard, the FBI, other agencies, but they failed to come up with an answer as to where this was coming from. This, I don't know, I guess it's just another happened. And this is pretty consistent with the report that we're expecting to see, where things that were outside of commercial airspace or out of the realm of flying possibilities have plagued at least military operators for a really long time. They report these things. They can't explain them. So what's happening? Is this some new thing coming from our friends in China? Is this something coming from our friends, hopefully, in outer space? We just don't know.
Well, the thing that really got me in this report so far is the fact that they have these UFO sightings have been known to break the sound barrier,
right?
Without a sonic boom.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
That's what John Ratcliffe was saying the other day.
Drones can't go that fast.
Well, we don't know. Unless China, Jen's right. I mean, this could be some tech that China has stolen because they don't create anything on their own. So that could, who knows? I mean, but to reach that speed and to not make a single sound, like, that's
and a similar incident happened in 2004 when there was another ship, the USS Princeton, which is off the coast of California. The Navy tried to delete the details of that because they could never explain it, but it matches pretty much a
match.
I don't
want to be treated like a child. I want to know this stuff. They have no right to keep this information from us. They do.
And remember the American Airlines flight that saw the long cylindrical object overhead?
Yeah.
That was just last month. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, now it's interesting that Carnival Cruise is involved too.
Yeah.
For them to corroborate, like, it's, they can't keep a lid on this anymore.
Speaking of Carnival, the cruise industry apparently is ready to start sailing by the summertime anyway. I think I told you, we talked last month about all the older cruise liners that were in the harbors in Turkey being scrapped, and the, whether there's going to be less or more people really want to travel. And you can see that. I was in a couple of airports over the weekend, and there was much more hubbub than I've seen at any point to this point in the year anyway. So at the cruise lines, they are announcing certain requirements. You're going to have a, I guess it depends on the cruise line, right? Vaccination requirements at Celebrity, Royal Caribbean, and some of the others, right? Crystal Cruises.
Well,
American.
I think all of them are going to require vaccinations. But the one thing that's a little strange is that, right now vaccines are only approved for people over 16, I think it is. And so if you are a kid who is not vaccinated.
18, somewhere in there, yeah.
Well, in New Jersey, it's 16 to 64 is the age right now that if you don't have, if you have certain health issues or whatever for a vaccine. But under that, they just started doing testing on kids. But it looks like most of the cruise lines are not going to allow children who are not vaccinated. Hmm. So that kind of throws a wrench in family, in family vacations. I don't know how, like, the Disney cruises are going to, how could they survive with that?
Tough.
It's based on kids. So I don't know.
Exactly. All right, so that's that situation, and Jennifer's investment in the cruise lines, she's now up to about, what, $5 million?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to retire.
Are you retiring? You're retiring, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Well, you better not. You don't dare retire from this program.
I'm doing it.
All right, 14 after the hour. In a moment, some people in the news here on the DTV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Guys, we need to clear a path here.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can stall your business.
John.
Like at Chris's Logistics Company, to avoid things grinding to a halt, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal rate, and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Deposit letter, license in all 50 states, and all consumeraccess.org, number 330.
All right, 16 after the hour on the DJV program. So we have some people in the news. One of the ladies' favorite targets for conversation on the air and off the air is the Tiger King. So you might as well go through. You had a nice rehearsal in the last few minutes.
A lot of Tiger King news this weekend.
Yes. So?
Okay, so Jeff Lowe, first of all, so tell us that story because I'm so curious about. So Jeff Lowe was poisoned this weekend, Victoria?
So what happened was, so Jeff Lowe, if you watch Tiger King, which everyone but Doug has,
that's right.
Jeff Lowe is the guy who, you know, the sleazy Vegas
proud
guy who comes
too,
in at the end and, you know, and essentially tries to help Joe Exotic, you know, bankrupt or, you know, bankroll the zoo and then ends up taking it over. So he and his wife, a couple weeks ago this happened, but we're just now hearing the story. He and his wife were in a casino in Oklahoma, and this guy, a lot of fans were coming up and taking selfies with them, and this guy came up to them with two drinks in hand. It happened to be the two drinks that Jeff and his wife, you know, that's their favorite drink. He acted like he knew them, like he had met them before, and so he has this conversation. He kind of like lurks around afterwards, and Jeff drinks the drink and then starts, you know, falling off his chair, and something has gone really wrong. A few hours later, he and his wife are in their hotel room, and he falls to the ground. She calls 911. She thinks he's having a heart attack. Turns out he was having a stroke. He ends up being airlifted from Oklahoma to Texas. They can't figure out what was in the drink, but they're now convinced that he was poisoned. She took a sip of Jeff's drink and said it just tasted off, like the alcohol was just off. It kind of reminded me of, remember in the Dominican Republic when all those people were dying from
the
bootleg
alcohol?
Yeah. That's kind of what it sounded like, because that causes immediate organ failure.
If your husband is falling off of his stool and you're like, oh, this drink must be poison, I'm going to taste it? What is she doing?
Yeah, I don't know if that was before or after, but jeez. Yeah, that was also, yeah.
Lovely.
So anyway, he's lucky he's alive because the stroke apparently was pretty severe.
Speaking.
And then the other big news, which, Jen, I think you've got an update more on the divorce with Joe Exotic, because I had heard that they are getting divorced, but you said it's on pause.
Well, that's just what I had seen this weekend, that, what's the name of her, the husband, Dylan?
Dylan.
Dylan Passage or something, I think is the name. And so they had put it on hold for some reason, but I didn't dive into it because I wasn't sure, you know, I didn't want to get down that rabbit hole because.
Well, apparently Dylan has told Joe Exotic, who is still in jail for trying to kill Carol Baskin, apparently he has said he's going to file for divorce. Wasn't he also like 18 when they got married, right? Wasn't he
was very young.
One of those. Yeah.
Yeah, the headlines I'm seeing, Joe Exotic will stay married despite husband wanting divorce and that they're not in a hurry to legally divorce. That was the latest from People yesterday.
All right. So other people, you know the story right now, Mr. Navalny, remember him, the guy who doesn't like Mr. Putin? He's in jail. Apparently his lawyers are saying he may have been given something because his health is in steady decline. Now, I know we find this hard to believe that somebody in a Russian prison might be fed something or given something to drink that might be
a known enemy of Putin,
not necessarily in their best interest. Jeepers. Beverly Cleary, the children's author, passing away over the weekend. She was 104. I had forgotten about her for a long time, but God, some
of
the great things.
One of my favorite writers as a kid, yep.
Mm-hmm. Henry Huggins, back in 1950. She was a librarian, interestingly enough. Didn't start writing books till she was in her 30s, but she wrote so many great, great books and continued on and on, pretty much a living legend. And she was, in fact, named a living legend back in 2000 by the Library of Congress. 2003, she was chosen as one of the winners of the National Medal of Arts from President Bush. But she had such a, I think most of us at some point in time have crossed paths with her writing. So
right.
Passing away at the age of 104. And the author of Lonesome Dove, that series, Larry McMurtry, passed away also at the age of 84. 21 after the hour.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's 23 after the hour here on the DJV program, and that means, you know what that means, followers of fashion. We're going to follow what's trending, the situation with that Suez Canal blockage. Man, that has showed up. No, it's not showed up. It's shown up. Everywhere. Sure enough, it's shown up. And we'll go to the details right after. Now, let's do it now. The heck with right after this. All right, Jay, what's going on? What are people, is it just that they're amazed by this? Or it just, why is there so much interest in this other than the obvious?
Oh, well, all the memes, of course. Everybody's getting involved with that one photo of the, like, it's the, I think it's the front or the back. I think it might be the back of the giant cargo ship with that little, not a forklift. What is that machine that was trying to help push it free?
They had the crane.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Somebody's like, the big ship is the crushing despair of everything from the past year, and that little crane is you doing your best. A big one that people were sharing.
A little engine that could.
Right? Yeah. The GIF of Austin Powers in one scene from the first movie where he has this vehicle and he's trying to turn it around.
Yes, that's amazing.
Well, people have kind of superimposed the big cargo ship onto the thing that he's driving. So it just keeps going back and forth. Other people have made drawings of procrastination on one side. The workflow is the canal. The ship is me. And it's procrastinating, writing a to-do list just to procrastinate further. Other people are suggesting, hey, just get a whole bunch of balloons and tie it to the top and let the balloons lift it out. So, I mean, while the world is kind of like, this is a big deal, this is a big issue, the Internet's like, hey, let's have some fun.
With it, yeah, please. Hello. All right. I see that we have a lot of attention being given to the world's sexiest bald man, Stanley Tucci on the list, Dwayne Johnson on the list, and Prince William, who apparently is the winner. Good guy.
The UK Sun said this. I'm sorry. There is no world possible that Prince William is a
sexier man than
Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Jason Statham. Have these people never heard of Keegan-Michael Key? Like, come on, man. No.
Well, I think this is their response to Harry and Meghan as well. They're going to prop Prince William up, and because the son has been sued by Harry and Meghan, so they're going to pick the other brother. I think that's exactly where this came from.
They're all wearing Team William shirts.
Yeah.
Come on. So who else is on the list? Jason Statham, Bruce Willis, Patrick Stewart, Tilda Swinton? Huh?
huh?
Yeah, Stanley Tucci had some fun and posted kind of a graphic of a whole bunch of different bald people. Tilda Swinton's character in Doctor Strange, she was bald in that one. Dwayne Johnson is like, it's appalling that Larry David wasn't winning.
Right. All right, speaking of while we're in the Prince William department and the royals, I guess Markle's dad, Thomas, has hand-delivered a letter to Oprah Winfrey.
Did you guys see
asking
this?
Her to interview
Homeboy
him?
He drove from Mexico up to Montecito, where
nice
Oprah's
weekend.
Estate is.
Yeah.
He drove all the way up the coast. I don't know how many hours that must have taken him, and to hand-deliver a letter to her security guard asking that he be interviewed next.
But
so
is
he can
anybody
tell his side of the story.
Ugh.
Yeah. No, I don't think. It just... Yeah, the hubris of some of these people are so out of touch, it's really amazing.
He's gross. Ugh.
Yeah. All right, so Owens, what's the story? What happened this hour? Did you see the pictures of the accident?
Yeah, he was in a pretty bad car accident on the freeway. Fortunately, he's okay, but he posted some photos showing just the front end completely smashed up. A photo of him praying. It was kind of like how my night ended, how my morning now started.
Where was he?
Yeah, fortunately, he's okay.
Refresh everybody's memory as to who he is.
He's a football player.
Former pro football player, T.O. Yeah, he's been on a lot of TV
stuff.
He's
had reality shows. And
yeah.
I think did Dancing.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Yep.
Anybody still following, what's his face?
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods.
I was
after
trying to find if there was an update, and it doesn't seem like there's been any update as to what was found in his system, the toxicology report.
28 at the hour here. You're listening to the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. So you have a little dog, a Maltese, maybe a Yorkie, maybe a Shih Tzu, and you say, well, it's a little dog. It doesn't need to be trained. Well, listen carefully. Training is just as important for small breed dogs as it is for large breed dogs because their small size allows some people to overlook small dogs' bad behavior. Dog guardians don't always put as much energy into training their small breed dogs as they should. Unfortunately, the lack of training can lead to a number of behavior problems, including aggression, pushiness, and even incessant barking. It can also be dangerous for your little dog as well. A dog who doesn't learn to come when called is at risk for bolting out into traffic or becoming lost and may not return when you call them. And no matter what their size, a well-trained dog is a much more pleasant companion than one with bad manners. So big, small, medium, fat or skinny, it doesn't make any difference. Some socializing and education makes all the difference. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to their towels. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without that lotiony feel. When you order the 6-piece set, you'll get 2 hand and 2 bath towels, as well as 2 washcloths, plus free shipping. Each 6-piece set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, is machine washable and durable, and comes with a 10-year warranty. If for any reason you're unsatisfied, MyPillow will offer you a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com right now to learn more. And right now you can get 2 6-piece sets of MyPillow towels for 1 low price and free shipping. Just use promo code DJV, that's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for 2 6-piece towel sets for 1 low price and free shipping. On checkout, DJV at MyPillow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New estimates from the Biden administration show that the government is anticipating that the number of unaccompanied children illegally crossing the southern border will double next month. A report from the Wall Street Journal says that the government is estimating around 20,000 minors will make the crossing in April. That's up from the nearly 16,000 that have been apprehended this month. Senator Ron Johnson says the Trump administration had policies in place that had stopped the flow of illegal crossings. But the Wisconsin Republican tells Fox News that the Biden administration ignored warnings about reversing those policies.
And we pretty well stopped the flow of unaccompanied children and migrant families that were exploiting our very generous asylum laws But then President Biden, even though his transition team asked the Trump administration, what can we do to prevent a border crisis? They told them, keep those policies in place. So basically, the first thing that President Biden did is he just dismantled all those programs.
This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
With all the rains over the weekend in Tennessee, the first NASCAR dirt race at Bristol Motor Speedway was bumped back to Monday. Joey Logano holds off Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and Denny Hamlin in an overtime restart win in the inaugural dirt race at Bristol Motor Speedway. Ricky had to settle for second place.
Our Kroger Camaro was really good on the long run. Needed a little bit more NOS energy drink for the restarts. I just couldn't get going. Couldn't get the turn in the race car that we needed, but we made a ton of adjustments, and we kind of went back and forth overnight of what we were going to do. Larson and I came out and hung with the track crew. Steve Swift and the boys did a great job of, you know, getting this thing raceable today with all the rain and all the challenges that they had. But, man, we had a blast. Obviously, the start of the race, I was terrible with a green racetrack and, you know, a little bit moisture in it, but as it blew off, we kind of got back to where we were in practice and felt really good with it. So a good way to go into the off week. I'm going to go run my sprint car with my dad this weekend. Hope everybody has a good Easter and go get some NOS energy drink at Kroger.
Next weekend, NASCAR heads down to Virginia for the Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief 500 in Martinsville. The 2021 Major League Baseball season gets underway Thursday. Tuesday, we'll have 7 spring training games starting at 12.05 p.m. Eastern as the Pirates and Twins go at it. There will be a late game Tuesday night out west. SoCal rivals Angels and Dodgers are set to get at it at 9.10 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's 34 at the hour now on today's DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan on the air with just a quick review of what we were talking about last week when that host in Buffalo, Rob Letterman, he made comments last week about Halle Berry and Serena Williams. The tone of their skin looked like a toaster. So he got fired. And the people on that program got suspended. So then over the weekend, apparently Halle Berry found out about it and she tweeted, "Disgusting. It's ridiculous. This type of nonsense is still being broadcast across our national airwaves. All black women are beautiful and worthy." And then she says to Rob Letterman to go do what, you know, what some people suggest people do with themselves.
Well, he was comparing the reason that she said that all black women are beautiful. He was saying that the darker on the toaster scale you are, the less attractive you are. So he was saying Halle Berry was a lot more attractive because she was on the lighter end of the toaster scale. So he was just, you know, not only being racist and disgusting, well, I don't find it funny. And
I find it very amusing, the people that are that stupid in this day and age, and they just don't. seem to think before they open their mouth. Put your mouth, put your brain in gear before you put your mouth in motion.
It's just stupid to make
put a lot of thought into the whole bit.
To make broad statements about people and their looks. I don't know why people feel like they can do that.
Well, why would you do that? There's so many more interesting things to be talking about. We don't have to go down that road. There are so many things every day that we don't get to talk about that are interesting and compelling. Why would you waste your time? And now I'm thinking to myself, why am I even wasting our time on this? Meanwhile, back at the ranch, there are some things, people getting stuck. But Victoria did some research. I mentioned in the last half hour that there are people getting stuck in various places down in Mexico, for example. They're supposed to, according to the rules, if I understand Victoria correctly, that you get a test at the hotel before you go to the airport to board your flight to come home. And if you're negative, you can't leave. Is that more or less than this
negative,
is not
you
new?
Can, no, if you're negative, you can leave.
I mean positive, sorry.
Yeah. So this is a rule, and it was funny because you pointed the story out, and I was like, what are people doing? People obviously just didn't bother researching the rules. These rules were put in place January 12th, and these are people now in March getting stuck in Mexico and saying they're outraged that they can't come home and they have to stay until they get a negative test. Well, you know what, dummy? Read the rules. You don't need to take a COVID test to go to Mexico. But if you're coming back into the U.S., you have to have a negative result within 3 days of your departure. So you have 3 days leading up to your departure date. So if you know that, you know, maybe you've gotten COVID or whatever, it might be smart to take the test 3 days out. And if it's positive, then you start making other plans because you have to stay in Mexico. You can go wherever else you want.
Wherever
you can go, you know, but you can't come back to the U.S. until you have a negative result. So these people are complaining that they've had to stay an extra 10 days on their honeymoon. Okay, that sounds like wonderful.
Sounds wonderful. Yeah, but if they're really worried, why don't they just try to sneak into the country illegally? Because they're not COVID testing anybody there.
You know, I think that's the irony of this, and that was why it caught my attention. You got it, Jennifer. The fact that we're doing all this testing on people who are Americans that are outside the country, which is appropriate.
Well, they are testing people at the border because a bunch of kids have tested positive.
They're not testing them all by any stretch of the imagination.
That's true.
Yeah. Now, talking about traveling, the last place you want to go, those of you who may be thinking about going to Brazil, you probably are, both Venezuela, nobody goes to Venezuela, but Brazil apparently has a huge uptick in instances, and it's not the COVID that we know. It's a new variant, I think, right? Isn't that what the problem is?
I read a thing from Doctors Without Borders over the weekend saying that they've just at the height last year of COVID that they didn't have anything nearly as severe as this. The hospitals are overrun. Doctors Without Borders have just they're calling in the troops from around the world. It is a serious crisis.
Michigan's got more cases.
I don't know if it's a new variant, but just to finish my thought, I don't know if it's a new variant, but Brazil is where AstraZeneca did the majority of their testing on their vaccine. So I guess the people of Brazil didn't benefit from that. They tested, I think, 8 to 10,000 people with it, and then I guess they pulled the vaccine and they didn't give it to anybody in Brazil.
Washington Post is saying today that the administration is developing vaccine passports, digital vaccine passports. So how would that work? My card and I had it.
We did a tech story about that a while ago. It can be hooked up to your iPhone, and so essentially.
What happens if you don't have an iPhone?
Well, Android has the same thing. There's a health.
What happens if you don't have an Android? What happens if you have a flip phone? Or don't have any
phone. It's not going to be required that everyone has a smartphone with an app, but if you, it's a convenience, instead of carrying around a laminated card saying, I got 2 Pfizer shots, you can have it on your phone, and that data gets stored in your health app.
Well,
that's, and most people probably will do that, but you can just, if you want to do it the digital way, then you'll just be able to hold up your phone at TSA, and they'll scan the app, and then there's your evidence that you've had your vaccine.
Speaking of evidence, apparently, I did not see this, but you can maybe confirm we were talking about Dr. Fauci being a part of the eugenics movement. That's kind of broad speculation. However, there was no speculation about him basically seconding what the World Health Organization said, that the virus didn't come from a lab in China. So let's put that into perspective. The World Health Organization is basically controlled by a Chinese woman who does the bidding on behalf of the government. And we've all, I think, agreed, no matter what our stripes.
And the wife of Xi Jinping is on the board of the World Health Organization, too.
Right. So, in this circumstance, why would we believe them? I don't believe them. And I certainly, back to credibility in Fauci, am beginning to really wonder about his credibility for a number of reasons, not the least of which is this statement that was made over the weekend. I think it's time for him, if he's gotten overexposed, he needs to kind of calm down or maybe sit back and let other people do the speaking. Because if none of this, if in fact he's still legitimate, he's not doing himself any favors by being this exposed. I don't think he is anyway. You all have thoughts about that?
Well, I think his direct quote, I think, is important because he said that it's one option that it escaped from the lab. But he said that he said essentially that they now know that the virus was circulating in China in Wuhan for a month or more before it was clinically recognized at the end of December of 2019 when the lab was cleared out. So he said if that was the case, then the virus clearly could have adapted itself to a greater efficacy of transmissibility over that period of time and got worse. So it's not like he's saying it couldn't have come from the lab. He said that from what they know is that before the lab came into question, they know it was already circulating around Wuhan for a few months.
And how did it get circulated?
Yeah, it's in Fauci's interest for this not to come from the Wuhan lab. So that's why he's out there probably shopping that. And that's why, because it's in his interest. He's got, whether you believe the stories or not about how he helped, or how he wouldn't stop investigating, manipulating.
He put United States government funds. He okayed United States government funds.
Sure did, and he was told not to by the Obama administration because the Obama administration said it was too dangerous to be ripping apart viruses. And he still continued to do it with private money. So, you know what? I think the more that he says, it's more in self-interest than anything else.
He should just be quiet. 42 after the hour. In a moment, there's a group calling for the boycott of the Masters. We'll figure out what that's all about right after these words.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech. But Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news where truth matters.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Spring forward at Banana Republic's factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Enjoy 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Shop tees from $6.99 and joggers from $24.99. Plus extra 50% off online. Exclusions apply. Shop the sale through April 6th.
This ought to be good. All right, so let's see. There are a number of civil rights groups that have called for the boycott of the Masters PGA golf tournament in response to the new voting law, which has been passed. And there seems to be a lot of misunderstanding, misconstruals. I'm not sure.
Misunderstandings. That's the
problem. That again, Jennifer.
It's purposeful. The people who are trying to go against this law, and I'm talking about over the weekend, Joe Biden said they won't even give people water. That's a bold-faced lie. The senator from Georgia, Raphael Warnock, saying the same thing. They are lying to people. These corporations then are responding to those lies and trying to pull their business out of Georgia, which. It's ridiculous. What's in this voting law when it comes to bringing water, you can bring your own water. You can have refreshment stands. So if people want to send water or they want to send whatever, they can send it to refreshment stands. They'll be set up right near the line. But what they're telling you you cannot do is electioneering, which is illegal at any polling place. For as long as I voted, there is a sign that says no electioneering, meaning you can't go up and give people something and then talk to them about your desired candidate. So they're allowing you to do all of the stuff that they want to do, special group sending pizza or water. You can do it as long as it's sitting at a table so that people can access it themselves instead of you going, hey, would you like a slice of pizza? And by the way, vote for my candidate. So it's just being, we don't need this right now in our country. We don't need the gasoline on the fire. Yet that's what it seems like everybody wants to do, is to just pump everybody up and push this racist narrative that I think is being overblown right now when we're talking about this election law. Nobody wants to prevent anybody who is legally eligible to vote. But instead,
I don't know that that's really. I think there are a lot of people in some of the southern states who would be very happy.
I'd like
happy
to meet those people.
Blacks.
There are plenty of them. Go ahead.
Because we hear about these people. We hear about it. And I don't know who they are. I mean, do we know who leads these people? Like, I mean, who are we talking about?
I think you could guess. Pretty much some of these
groups
that have been
pretty
vocal.
Who? It's a
fragment, an element of what you grow up around.
Well, show me how
it may not even
show
be
me those
organized
people and what they're doing to
the
prevent
point.
People.
Jennifer,
from.
There are tons of these people everywhere. You see prejudice.
I just said,
it isn't
great.
Just Georgia.
I agree there are some racist people. There are some people who are racist, and there are some people of all colors who are racist. I agree.
That's very true.
But what are they doing to prevent someone from voting? I just want to know who this group is, because I keep hearing
about
it.
Can we stop on this for a second?
Yeah.
I want to go back to something you just said that is so true, and yet it is so colored by the rhetoric, but that's not a good choice of words. There is so much black racism, not toward blacks, from blacks, aimed at, and
black
my community
people.
Is a
Let's
great
black
example.
People. Yeah, the, black people.
Well, black, yeah, black people. What'd I say? Whatever
blacks.
I said. I'm talking about black people who don't like white people and who seem to be getting away with a lot more stuff in the name of Black Lives Matter. And I think it's intolerable on both sides. And it's time that somebody kind of called out some of these folks who are not really, there. It's one side of the argument, the discussion. It's so one-sided, but it ought not to be. And I was going to recount sort of what's going on in my community. Go ahead.
Yeah, I believe that there are white people who are racist against black people, who are
Absolutely.
Racist against brown people. I believe
Absolutely.
That there are black people who are racist against Asian people.
Absolutely.
I believe
That's
that
the
there
point.
Are Asian people who are racist against black people. I believe that racism exists. Unfortunately, I think it's a hateful way of thinking, but I think that it exists. I think people judge people based on their skin tone far
Yes.
too often. My point in politics is people use that to say, well, there are all of these groups making sure that no one votes. Well, I just want to know who those people are, because I can't name one. I can't name a group that is trying to limit people.
How about the group of people who just signed this bill into law?
That's the governor who just strengthened their voting laws, because before the pandemic,
strengthen
and the reason.
Word.
Well, strengthen is the word, because they want
they would,
to secure.
Yeah, they would, that's a word they would probably use, yeah.
Well, but there's no question that voting. Voting. The voting system
vote,
needs to be
not just
fixed,
it out there
and
God.
It isn't. I don't know if this is the right way to go or not. It doesn't seem to be. All right, it's 10 before the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Three after the hour now, time for our weekly visit from Tommy the K, who comes out of his hole down in Punxsutawney every look around and see if it's going to be...
If so, I declare winter is over.
Yes, it is, as a matter of fact. Thank you very much. And I would bet that would be a lot of the things that are coming from your listeners, question-wise and otherwise, whether it's the people who listen to you on this program and send you questions or people that are listening to podcasts, of people who are reading. There are all kinds of questions that people have about what to do as we spring into spring. How much fertilizer to put on your lawn? How much? Actually, you know, I was thinking, I said to you before I went on the air, I was thinking about something with regard to you and how to fertilize one's lawn. The things that people put on their lawn to make them green sometimes are really not very good. Not only for the lawn, and it's, oh, I remember what it was, this is all related. Okay. So, over the weekend, I found out, I was doing some research as to what to put on some of the fields. I had the soils tested in a number of the fields that I have on the farm. And so what came up this year was something that I had never seen before. I don't know if they have a new measurement for it, but the amount of lead that is in the soil, at least on the 4 fields that I had tested, and they're all about 20 acres, 24, 25-acre fields, and you take 4 or 5 samples from each field in different places of the field, and you have them tested. And for the first time ever, now maybe it's because these fields were plowed and I'm about to replant them, that the soil got disturbed, but 3 to 4 inches down in almost every one of these samples, Tom, yeah, lead was present. So then I started asking some questions of people that I was around this weekend. What is the story? And the story is that with the fossil fuels, what came out of the tail, I remember lead used to be in all the gasolines, right? Did you grow up? Was lead gone by the time you grew up? Because there was lead all over the place when I was a kid. And so the exhaust that's come from vehicles that have been using lead-based fuel since, you know, I first started running cars back 100 and whatever years ago, up until lead was declared to be something that you couldn't, you put something else in to do what is necessary to lubricate the pistons. So anyway, but all the exhaust has laid the country pretty much covered, blanketed with lead in the topsoil. Yeah. So think about it this way. You know, never mind what you're growing, or your lawn or your flowers, but think about the tomatoes and the corn and all the things that we plant in our gardens or at the farm. All that stuff's going to have lead in it. And so when you get right down to it, it's pretty chilling. And one would wonder, I know you're not, you know, an expert in getting lead. The only way to do it, I was told by this one guy, is to burn the soil. But how do you burn the soil 3 inches down? It's something, you know, maybe you look
definitely
at it,
something to think about. You know, there's always been concerns about lead in soil when it comes to choosing places that you want to set up your playground equipment. And to your point, you know, where you want to grow vegetables that you're going to consume.
Right. Yeah.
So really amazing. I think it's definitely something to be aware of. And, yeah, what do you do? What do you do? Well, I don't know about burning it. Certainly, you know, replacing areas that are going to be used by your children or used for your garden is something to be, you know, concerned about. But
one of the things that happens is when they clean up, they have a super site and they clean up all the gravel and soil. They bring it to a place, and that's actually what they do to clean the soil. They burn it. Mm-hmm. They spread it out and they burn the stuff that's in it off so it can be reused.
Yeah. You know what the levels of lead were?
Three parts for a million, or I don't remember now. I have to go back and look at it. But they were over.
Yeah, because I think the rule is that it's considered safe to garden for produce if the total lead is less than 400 parts per million.
Maybe that was it. Was 300 parts, and it's still sure. I don't know. That's above my pay grade. But I just thought it was interesting because so many people want to green up their lawn, and how do you know? You know, you buy some of this conventional stuff.
I don't think anything that you're applying to your lawn, Doug, is going to contain.
No, it's what's there. Yeah, from all the years of exhaust.
Certainly, it's a good idea to know about it.
Right. Yep. Melinda wants to know how to change the look of her brick house.
Yes.
How does she do it? People paint. Can you paint over brick?
You can paint, but you know what comes after paint? Repaint. brick is a very durable surface, and. Yeah, I hear you. You're interested in updating the look of that brick, and sometimes, you know, the old brick can appear dated. A couple of things come to mind. First of all, the brick is dirty from pollution, from moss. You know, you can clean that, and it will be much brighter. Secondly, you might want to consider decorating around it. You know, if it's not 100% brick, you could paint sections that are not brick and change the look that way. Because once you go with the paint, You're kind of committed. You can't go back.
Right.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.